Google workers and their colleagues at other Alphabet companies like Waymo and Fitbit will become some of the very first tech workers to unionize. The Alphabet Workers Union, which is affiliated with the Communications Workers of America, will be open to all 120,000 Alphabet workers around the world. Half of those workers are temps, contract workers, or vendors without the benefits of full-time employees who are hoping to gain more bargaining power when it comes to negotiating with their employers. The move to unionize comes after a long buildup of organizing at the company that has included large-scale walkouts and other protests over what some employees view as unethical behavior and unfair treatment of employees. In 2018, for example, 20,000 Alphabet workers walked off the job to protest a $90 million exit package given to an executive accused of sexual misconduct toward a worker. Alan Morales is a site reliability engineer working for Google in Los Angeles. He said he joined the union because he was concerned about retaliation against his colleagues who had organized protests in the past.
I chose to join this union when my colleague invited me. There were a few of us who were very concerned about the retaliation that Google had exerted against people that had organized the women's walkout in the past, as well as people that had organized around like Google's involvement with customs and border protection. So when I was invited to this union, it was maybe the best way to collectively express and demand what we wanted to make decisions on the things that we want to prioritize for our working conditions.
Several Google employees were fired after organizing internal protests against the company providing software to customs and border protection. Some employees viewed the firings as direct retaliation for protesting against what they saw as human rights abuses at the Border Patrol agencies. In another instance of collective organizing, Google workers forced the company to drop its contract with the Defense Department in 2018, when they had a contract with Project Maven, a program that used artificial intelligence to improve targeting for drone strikes. The unionizing efforts at Alphabet are unique in that they're focused not only on improving wages, benefits, and protections against discrimination and harassment, but also on how the technology they develop is deployed in the real world. Union members want Google to return to its original motto of "Don't be evil." Sarah Steffens is the Treasury Secretary of Communications Workers of America, which represents the Alphabet Workers Union.
We're living through a time where there's unparalleled corporate power, especially in tech, where you have a handful of big companies that are controlling more of our society, more workers, and more of the economy than ever before. So it's not easy. It is hard work to organize, but when you get the rank and file workers together and you see them dedicate their time and talents to organizing, it's clear that this is possible. It's really inspiring. These workers are standing together not only for one another, but for the common good.
The Alphabet Workers Union currently has over 400 members, but that's still a very small percentage of Alphabet employees, and it falls short of the margin needed to force Alphabet to the table to negotiate. But it still represents a major step for tech workers in an industry that has so far seen very little collective organizing. William Gould, a professor at Stanford University and the former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board, calls the development unprecedented.
Silicon Valley has remained unorganized, and the unions have had very little success in organizing workers until recent years. And this is one of the most visible examples of an attempt to bring workers together to express their voice, their position on employment conditions and on the policy of the company. And this is unprecedented.
As of right now, Alphabet is not legally obligated to negotiate with the union until a critical mass of employees decide to join. And it remains to be seen how they will respond to these organizing efforts. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.